One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining, and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
So I smile and laugh my way through life. Hallelujah. He said, son, don't be moved by your adversaries. He said, no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. Hallelujah. So I'm just riding with him. Riding through life. Hallelujah. That's all I know in my life. Promotion. Increase. Moving forward. Advancement. That's all I know. Forward and upward. That's all I know. Hallelujah. You know what God said? He said to Jacob, he said, I will not leave you until I have done everything that I said. And God said to me, son, I will not leave you until I fulfill all my word in your life. And the final fulfillment is when I meet with him in the air. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you still here? He says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. In the spirit. Hey, glory to God. In the spirit. When you pray and confess your pain, you are not praying in the spirit. When you're talking about, oh God, all those people over there, they are witches. Oh God, we are afraid of them. No, you are not seeing in the spirit. Listen, you've been raised together with Christ. You've been made to sit together with Christ. You are not afraid of witches. You are not afraid of wizards. You are not afraid of robbers. You are not afraid of them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We are praying in the spirits. We take up the word of God. And we pray in the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. I told you a long time ago, I had a revelation. There was a man, I believe it was cancer or so, he was said to be sick of cancer, needing healing. And God said, I'll show you something. As I stood before that man, I noticed there was no sickness in him. He was a believer. I couldn't see anything like sickness. There was no cancer in him. But oh, he was sick and dying of it. He wanted healing. But I looked with the eyes of God. I couldn't trace the cancer. I couldn't trace the disease. Then God said, son, if only they could see from where you see. Are you hearing me? Praying in the spirits. If only you could see that the man that you're praying for, that the woman that you're praying for, no weapon fashioned against them shall prosper. And then you prophesy it. Father, in the name of Jesus, as Brother John travels, no evil shall befall him. No plague shall come nigh him. No weapon fashioned against him shall prosper. You pray as a priest. You speak as a king. Why? You are a royal priest. Somebody shout hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. You say, Father, I pray for all those who live in this estate tonight. I pray in the name of Jesus. The angels of God surround this place. The hand of God is upon every one of us. The presence of the Lord is in this place. I speak as a king. I pray as a priest. Oh, glory to God. Oh, somebody say hallelujah. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost tonight. My. I know who I am. We are praying for all pregnant women in the church. All of our sisters that are expecting. All expecting mothers. And as we intercede, no complications. We decree in the name of Jesus. Every pregnancy will carry its full course. And a child will be born healthy, strong, as a blessing to the family. In the name of Jesus. We come against accidents. We come against mishandling of doctors. We come against wrong prescriptions. In the name of Jesus, we release angels to guide them and to lead them in the name of Jesus. We decree health for the mother. We decree health for the baby. In the name of Jesus. No doctor will mislead them. No nurses will mislead them. Father, because your angels are with them. In the name of Jesus. And they're going to give birth. And we're going to dedicate those babies in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. My. We are priests of God. Are you hearing me? And as we intercede and pray, because people are coming to church on Sunday, and Father, in the name of Jesus, every one of them that heard the gospel this week, every one of them that heard the message this week, no devil will steal the word from their hearts. In the name of Jesus, we command the devil to withdraw from them. Withdraw your thoughts. Withdraw your manipulations. Stop your maneuvers on their minds. In the name of Jesus, we decree as kings that they are coming to church. They are coming. They are coming. They are coming. We receive them from the north. We receive them from the south. We receive them from the east. We receive them from the west. In the name of Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You have become a praying priest. You have become a praying priest. A speaking king. A talking, decreeing king. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Open your mouth and pray now. Open your mouth and pray. Pray as a king. Pray as a priest. Decree God's word. Hallelujah. Oh, Marabashele Bogabahaya. Liba Laba Santa Bahaye. Sondelebo Shaka Talamandelebo Saba. Strength for God's people. Strength for God's people. God granting you strength. Strengthening you with might by His Spirit in the inner man. Hey, Pashomalabaya Gadahaya. Ah.
Hallelujah. We praise thee, O Lord. We give you glory and adoration, O Lord. We worship thee. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Sit down for a moment.
Are you refreshed? Are you stirred in your spirit? Will you pray?
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. I want to pray for you. Lift your hands toward heaven. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, our teacher and our guide. Yes, you said, I will not leave you comfortless. You told us that you will send the Spirit, and He has come. He has come to strengthen us, to teach us, to lead us, to guide us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your ministry in our lives. With you, we cannot fail. With you, there is no darkness for us. Hallelujah. We honor you. Thank you for taking charge of our lives. Thank you for teaching us the word. Thank you for strengthening our spirit with might. Thank you. And now again, you've taught us, and we are refreshed. We are blessed. We are improved. We are better than we were before. And we are making progress. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I bless your children tonight. I bless them in your name. I bless them with your presence. I bless them with your word. I bless them with the Holy Ghost. Your hand rests upon each one of them. They are protected in their going out and in their coming in. No evil shall befall them. No plague shall come nigh their dwelling. 1,000 shall fall at their side and 10,000 at their right hand. But it shall not come nigh them. Yes, because they are surrounded as the mountains are round about Jerusalem. So you have encamped round about them. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Sokoto, Christ Embassy, J. Allen area beside Assemblies of God Church, Sokoto, Sokoto State. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. for prayer and counseling. Or to share your testimony with us, please call 0703-624-3953 or send an email to lwtransmissions@level360.com.
Glorious news. Are you a follower of the man of God, Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, on television or radio? Has the Word of God, as taught by Pastor Chris on television and radio, blessed and impacted your life? Then this conference is for you. Get ready for a celebration of the impeccable impact of the television and radio ministry of the man of God, Pastor Chris, at the August edition of the Viewers and Listeners Network Conference 2024. Date, Saturday, 10th of August, 2024. Time, 2 p.m. GMT plus 1. Please visit vlnc.org to register now. The registration link again is vlnc.org. God bless you.